There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back to In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with in sickness and in health. Each week we'll discuss a topic and on some occasions we'll be joined by a guest who can give us an insight into their deal breakers and things that they could not put up with in a relationship. Don't forget that you can get stuck in by participating in polls and sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. And if you do like this podcast, give us a little review. If you don't like it, don't do the review.
Obviously.
I know. Well, no.
I don't like this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, people do it.
No, I know.
They do it to us especially.
Have they?
I haven't. The only time I remember to read the reviews is when we sat doing it.
Right.
And I think, oh, I've got to read the reviews, see how we're getting on. Because some of them are quite funny. and I keep forgetting to.
I don't read them. I don't like reading
you
them.
You shouldn't, Jesus.
Oh, do they hate me? They hate me.
No, everyone loves you. Everyone loves you. Came here for James, stayed for Claire.
Well.
Love James, thinks he's so funny. His missus is so much funnier, though.
Well, it's clever people listen to this podcast.
Clever people make it, Claire.
Oh, these people.
Yeah. we should probably wrap up the vower chat. Has it been 2 weeks?
It has been 2 weeks because we had joined Diane
of course
last week.
So we need to, what was it?
So this is ours from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was to not do any more viral challenges.
Yeah.
Easy. Don't you worry about that.
That really affected you. Didn't it? For quite a few days.
Annoyingly, it affected me more post.
Yeah, nobody saw
what I went through.
No, throwing up.
Yeah, I'd never do that again.
Peeing fire, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah,
is how you described it.
Yeah, it's like I dipped my cock in chili.
You were really ill though.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
But is there anything new what I say though?
About what?
About. The Mr. Big I Am.
Well, see, the thing
is, there'll be no consequences. I'm not going to throw up.
The thing is, Claire, is that I handled the spiciness of it really well.
No, he didn't.
No, because it was spicy. I felt it on my tongue, felt it on my mouth. I was like, oh, God, yeah. But the stomach couldn't put up with it. That was the problem.
Right, but you couldn't handle it.
I could. It was my stomach that had the problem.
Oh, okay, so we're separating them now.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
I suppose. Well, it's then, like,
okay. Well, I like you, but my brain doesn't.
You are your brain.
I'm separating.
If you're anything, you are your brain.
No, I'm separating.
You can't
them.
Be anything else.
No, I'm separate. Well, then, I don't know.
That's it. Yours was to not buy an I Love Orca bumper sticker. You haven't done that, have you?
I actually have.
No, you haven't.
I haven't.
We're at this section of the podcast. So we've kept to our vows.
Yes.
That's the end of that.
We have.
Thank God we got through that.
I think that's the first time we've actually ever kept to the vows.
Mm. Yeah, I'm never going to do that hot chip again.
The problem with the vows for us is we need to start picking stuff where we say, don't do that, rather than can you try and do that? Because we just kind of be asked in anything.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
I think you might be onto something.
Yeah.
There. Let's see. We'll find
Why
out.
Why do you keep doing that? You love doing that. You absolutely love doing that. He keeps hitting his little cards off his leg.
No idea.
You love doing that.
I don't know. I guess I must have seen a presenter do it. You see presenters doing it. You know. Anyway, let's get back to the... I'm going to start bringing in glasses and wear them on a chain every time I go to look at my car.
Have you seen John's glasses recently?
Our neighbour John?
Yeah.
This isn't going to be for the benefit of anyone listening.
But he's got glasses that separate in the middle and they hang in his thing and then they click on.
Sort of click on like a little sort of magnet thing. He's so fucking old. Have you got any life update? Have you been up to anything this week? I've got nothing to report to you this week, Claire.
No, I know. We were just chatting about that on the train.
I was panicking on the train because I've actually been a bit busy this week.
What have you been doing?
I've been either editing vlogs.
Yeah.
I always call the podcast a vlog.
You
and
do.
The podcast.
You never ever said it in the right order.
And I've also been working on a script that won't ever see the fucking light of day.
Oh, yeah.
That's taken up so much of my time. It's now a detriment to my podcast.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not going to be...
Whose podcast?
Our podcast. And
they come for you, but they stay for me.
Even when I was working on this script, I was like, this is such a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's so much work for nothing.
So you've written a script?
Yeah.
And people are telling you they want
a movie script.
A movie. And people are telling you they want to make it.
Yeah, but they
won't.
So
you knew you have to put the work in and take notes and make changes.
Yeah, they go, can we change this? And I go through it all and I go, yeah, I can do that for you.
And the end result should be a film
at the end of it, yeah.
But more than likely.
Is they'll go, thanks for that. I'll go, what did you make me do all that for?
Yeah, yeah. But you've been there before.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I'm constantly there. No one wants to make any of my ideas.
No.
It's about a man. If you're interested, by the way, it's about a man who just, he's on a train and there's people listening to their music through their mobile phone speakers and there's other people taking up all the seats and he just loses it.
Snaps. That's not what it's about.
No. Although I think
that sounds like a fun film. Well, Get Neeson to do that.
Neeson would be great in that.
Yeah.
To be fair, there's a film that you need to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling you about it. Michael Douglas,
Falling Down. I know.
Is a classic film.
I know, you have mentioned it.
It is absolutely brilliant.
I did
And it is about a bloke, about all those little things.
Yeah. I did watch the preview.
It kicks off with him stuck in traffic and he just thinks, I'm fucking off.
Yeah.
He gets out of his car.
Yeah, I've seen it. Well, I've not seen the film, but I've seen. I did watch the preview.
It's such a great film.
I feel like the old film previews. They just sort of tell you the whole film. They just show you the best bits, and by the time you finished watching it, I was like, oh, all right, well, I've basically seen it then.
Is the film voiceover guy still working?
This summer.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
I don't think
coming
so.
Soon.
Yeah.
You don't hear that anymore, do you?
No, people don't like that anymore. Right, so you don't have anything to moan about. You've been working hard, that's what you want to moan about.
Yeah, I hate it.
Don't like that,
hate
do you?
It. Didn't become an actor to have to work for a living.
Mm.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Especially working for nothing as well.
That's the problem. That's the problem, yeah.
That's what really, you know, gets in my craw.
Yeah.
Is that saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Sticks
in my craw, yeah.
I think that's it.
What's a craw, Claire?
I don't know. I don't know.
You can't sigh.
Sorry.
You're not allowed to sit there and sigh when I'm talking to you.
Sorry.
On the podcast.
Sorry.
You can do it when we're at home and I'm asking you questions like that. I tell you something.
Go on.
That I'm glad has managed to sort of strike a chord with our listener.
What?
Is the another new regular feature that I've brought. yeah. is the people who annoy me section.
Yeah.
We've had some suggestions, and they're all great.
So who's your people so far? People who can't handle spice.
Just lots of people.
People who
And don't get me wrong, I do understand the irony. I'm one of the most annoying people on this planet. So I do get it.
Mm-hmm.
I was even going to bring, and I know for a fact that I'm one of the most annoying people, because I did think of something, another group of people to add to my list.
Right.
And then I realised I'm one of those people.
What was it?
And I was just like, God, I'm annoying. I annoy myself.
What was the group of people?
It was people that say fun fact.
You because say I, that all the time.
Because I don't think that the whatever they say next lives up to the bill.
Yeah. Like a little couple of weeks ago when we were on the train and you said, "Hey Claire, fun fact," and then you told me how many times the train crossed the Thames or something. I don't know what the fuck you told me.
I said to you, Claire, fun fact, the Jubilee line crosses the Thames 4 times in one trip.
Right. And
I worked that out by looking at the tube map.
Yeah. And I went, right.
I know.
I thought you said fun fact.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know that when somebody says fun fact, it's going to be something really boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they were on your list for a minute until you realised you were fun fact guy.
Listen, the rules are the rules.
Oh, so you're on the list.
I'm on the list.
Of people you don't like.
Yep, I've made it. I've made it onto the list. The rules are the rules.
And you can't handle space, so.
Well, I think I handled it pretty well.
No, I don't think you did.
I think a lot of the comments were things like, handled it pretty well, actually, to be fair to
him. Aye, but they didn't see you. They didn't see you 10 minutes later.
It wasn't 10 minutes. It was a good half an hour.
All right, aye.
So
what have the listeners said? Where are...
People who gatekeep bands because they reckon they heard them first. They're annoying. They are annoying. I'm the opposite.
Yeah, but gatekeeping means, like, not telling anybody them.
Yeah. I used to be the opposite. I used to be like, you've got to check out this band.
Right.
I used to watch, like, on MTV2 on a Friday. They used to do, like, new bands and stuff like that.
Right.
Anything that I thought was good, I'd go in to my mates the next day and go, you got to check these out.
Was there any band?
There was some big, yeah. Bands like The Cribs.
Right.
Bands like, what's that band called? Vampire Weekend.
Right.
A great band.
Eh.
You like Vampire Weekend.
I like that one song.
No, you don't.
Oxford, their comma.
First, yeah, the whole of their first album is brilliant.
A bit too poppy for me.
What? It's so alternative. It's world music. Yeah. It's like sort of Paul Simon-esque sort of type.
Okay.
Not poppy.
Well.
See, you don't know what you can't talk to you about music. People who mix up specific and Pacific.
Oh, God, I hate that. I hate that. I see that quite a lot.
Yeah.
I specifically told them, what?
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
What about people that say turtle when they mean a tortoise?
Have I done that?
No, I'm just saying that sort of reminds me of that. A tortoise lives on the ground, in the back of your garden and stuff like that. A turtle lives in the water.
Right, but to be fair, they look very similar.
They do look very similar.
How would you know?
All right, well, when you go, oh, look at that. That dog's coming up to me.
Yeah.
You're camping and there's a dog outside. You go, oh, it's a dog. There's a dog outside. Right. And I go, all right, I'll go outside then. And I go, that's not a fucking dog. That's a wolf, you dickhead.
Yeah, but turtle and tortoise don't all right. really pose
oh,
the
oh,
same.
Oh, look at that kitty. Look at that cat.
Oh, what is that? A tiger?
Oh, it's a fucking tiger.
Right, but that mixing up a turtle and a tortoise doesn't really affect anybody.
I think it makes you sound like an idiot.
But how often does that happen? Whereas specifically and Pacifically, people say that. I've heard there's another one people say wrong.
I said Manelium for a long time.
Manelium?
Yeah.
For the millennium?
For a long, long time, I said Manelium.
For a joke? Or?
No, just because I thought that's what it was. I'm going to the Manelium Dome.
What were you too?
No, I was what? I was 13 or whatever.
Wow. Nobody ever correct you?
No.
Nobody ever said...
Nobody said...
Mate, it's no. Millennium.
No.
Right.
People
who don't like cucumber. What the fuck is that?
I don't like cucumber.
But why, how is that a fucking specific group of people who don't like cucumber?
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
That is an odd one.
And, I like cucumber, but I don't hold a grudge against them, do Disney.
People who are always happy. They're the top. They're the top.
Well, I don't. I can't comment on that because I'm fucking Ray of Sunshine.
You are, yeah. You're a big old fucking rainbow, aren't you, in my life? No, people are always happy. It's not natural.
It's no natural. It's not. Natural. You need an off day.
I said that when we were
My
skiing.
Off day is when I'm happy.
When we were in Norway. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with all these people? They're all healthy and they've got like a glow.
To be fair, to be fair, I was happy in Norway.
I was enjoying myself, yeah.
I bloody love that
but
place.
But you couldn't tell.
No, I'm
that's
not,
the thing
I'm
with
not
me.
Pushing it on people.
Exactly. That's rude, pushing your happiness onto people.
I agree. Don't fucking, if I'm waiting to get by you, don't smile at me. Then I need to smile at you, otherwise I'm the bad guy. I'm rude.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I can slap this in your ass.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, we've got a story here.
Thank God.
From a listener.
Yeah.
It's a plain story.
Okay.
Not plain as in boring, plain as in the vehicle. Is a plane a vehicle?
I'd have thought so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mode of transport.
Okay. I was extremely hungover on a flight and tried to get some sleep. While sleeping, I had an itch in my leg that whenever I scratched...
In my leg.
What?
I'd say I've got an itch on my, leg. Or I've got an itchy leg.
My leg's itchy.
Yeah.
An itch in my leg.
I wouldn't say an itch in my leg. That makes me think fucking something's crawling around in your leg.
Oh, yeah. Anyway... While sleeping, I had an itch in my leg that whenever I scratched it, just didn't go away. Long story short, I was scratching the guy next to me. He was scratching somebody else's leg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. Is that true?
I want to know.
Because you would feel it.
I want to know why the person never said anything.
Yeah.
I would have been straight away. I would have been, what's going on here? What's happening?
Wow. But how did he not realise that he didn't feel the scratch?
He says he was extremely hungover, which I think is code
sleeping.
For still drunk.
Right.
Because I've been extremely hungover in the mornings.
Yeah.
Where the room's still dizzy and stuff.
The
room's dizzy.
Not you.
The room's still spinning and I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
And you do, you go, oh, I'm still drunk.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
I do, because I'd still wake up early.
I always wake up early after drinking.
Did it the other weekend for your birthday there.
Yeah.
Went to the Dyers.
Yeah.
Had a load of beer. Didn't fall asleep until about 1 o'clock in the morning, which is late for me.
Very.
Woke up at six.
And that was you didn't go back to sleep?
No, I couldn't.
See, you need to go back to sleep.
Of course you do. But I was still drunk.
So what did you do?
Just had another beer.
it was a good birthday.
That's embarrassing though, isn't it, Claire?
That is embarrassing. I bet that's one that when he tries to go to sleep at night, he remembers it.
Yeah.
Do you have any of them?
I've got
loads
of them.
You know when you've done something and it could have been 20 years ago and then one night you're just lying in your bed and it just hits you like a fucking train.
Yeah. It's awful, isn't it?
I hate that.
You just want to go to sleep and your brain just goes, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere, mate.
Do you remember that thing you did? Ugh, how embarrassing for you. You look at you panicked there. You thought I was talking about something you did. Do you get embarrassed easily? I don't think you do.
I don't get embarrassed that easily. I got embarrassed on the way into the studio today.
Why?
Because I fucking nearly slipped over on the street.
Yeah, you did.
For some reason, there was a woman just stood there watching me.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah. Oh, great.
But you were very loud about it.
Well, because I was going down. I was like, fuck, Claire. I'm all, you know what I'm like.
That's your go-to. Claire! Oh, Claire! Yeah, but what I'm talking about...
And you start shouting, what do you want me to do?
No, but what I'm talking about is, as you were walking past, there was a couple, as you were walking past them, you were like, they were fucking watching me. And I was like, right, come to
it. I know, well, it's just like, they stood, they stopped in the street.
Yeah.
I locked eyes with this woman.
Yeah.
Thinking, why have you stopped? And then put my heel down, it's raining. And that's happened to me twice on that road, by the way.
It has, yeah. You do keep nearly slipping there.
It's a fucking joke. That's why you should never leave the house. You should never leave the house.
And by the way, that's what he said when we carried on walking.
Yeah.
And I went, all right, what's the matter with you? And he went, I leave in the ass.
I hate it. I hate it. You buy a house, right, you put everything that you want in it.
Yes.
Don't leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got everything I want in that house. Even if we go on holiday.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know.
Mess your stuff.
You have to sit by the pool, which is nice for like half an hour, 45 minutes.
Right.
And then, but like the whole afternoon, I'm sat there going, all my fucking stuff's, my Lego and my video games.
Is at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, quite often people ask me if it's really, really difficult to be a single mum of three.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm all right, and sometimes I say, you know what, it is really hard. All the days moan about, you know, wanting him to the Lego, and I've paid a fortune to bring them to Florida.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always thinking about Florida.
I know, mate.
I'm always thinking about it.
I know. That's time we'll never get back.
Oy.
Right.
Money, cash, cold hard cash we'll never get back.
Cold hard cash. Is there anything that you can think of that does keep you up at night? Or just something like, you know, all like stupid interviews or fucking shit podcasts and stuff. They always go, oh, do you have an embarrassing story?
Yeah.
Do you have an embarrassing story?
I've got an embarrassing story about being interviewed.
What?
It was when we were making the first In Between Us movie. There was a journalist on set. Can't remember who it was or what it was for. And I was told...
I'd assume it was for the In Between Us.
No,
maybe.
But what publication it was for.
Right.
Fucking smart ass. And I was told don't swear.
Right.
And I find that really difficult.
Oh, so it was on. Though they were just writing it down.
For some reason, and that made me panic then.
Right. Okay.
For some reason, I was told try not to swear.
Right.
Because we want to be able to quote you or whatever.
Okay.
And they were like,
leave out the fucking swear words.
And they were like, oh, what's, you know, they were talking about, you know, what's the film about or something like that. And I was like, and I was trying to think of like, I wanted to say, like, these four dickheads or something like that.
Right.
And I panicked and I said the word douchebags. And I was like,
oh, that is embarrassing.
Fuck's sake.
Did that make it into said publication?
I don't know. But even Damon, who co-wrote The In-Betweeners, went, douchebags. I went, oh.
Yeah.
Another embarrassing thing that happened. That happened on The In-Betweeners. Was they all... are convinced that I've got some kind of thing, sexual thing.
For?
Birds.
Seagulls.
I've made things, it started off as seagulls, but
right,
I made things worse for myself. Right.
I vaguely remember this.
On one of the episodes of The In-Betweeners, there's a part where Will says, oh, fuck off or something to some seagulls that are trying to eat his food.
Right.
I think it's the one where we end up in a little boat. And Joe ends up naked or something.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
And
yeah.
They got some seagulls in, some like stunt seagulls or something, some movie seagulls. And I went, oh, yeah, seagulls. Are they the ones with those little red lips? Because if you look at seagulls, if you look at their beak, they've got like a little red, it looks like they've got lipstick. And I remember seeing that. There used to be seagulls outside the window when I was at school. And while I should have been paying attention at school, I was going, God, those seagulls, they look like they've got lipstick on.
Right.
And that, You know what it's like when you're with your mates?
You just off the cuff just said something.
They're like, oh, little red lips. Oh, you fancy seagulls? Obviously, I don't fancy seagulls, right?
Yeah.
For some reason, my face went bright red.
As red as the lips.
Yeah, as if like they've gone, oh, I've heard that you fancy Lisa or something like that. And you go, No, I don't. I went bright red. I was kind of,
You protest too much.
So then I was a bloke that had gone, looked like a raspberry going, I don't fancy seagulls. I don't fancy them. You know, when you're with your mates and the story becomes embellished and then over the years, it became like that I said sexy red lips. I never said the word sexy once. Never. And it was like, oh, yeah, Buckley, oh, watch out for those sexy seagulls. I don't fancy seagulls. And then what made matters worse was that when later on, I think we were then making the film or something like that. It was after that series or making the next series or something. We were in the production office.
Yeah.
And it's just a big room full of computers.
Right.
And for some reason I was left on my own in this room, in this office room with computers. They were going to the other boys, I think they were, I don't know, getting measured for costumes and stuff like that. And then they all came back and they saw me at a computer.
Right.
And they were like, oh, and they saw what I was looking up on this computer and it was the size of a bald eagle. They're like, fucking Buckley's at it again. Even though you can't leave him alone with those birds. And I was like, no, I read a story about a bald eagle on the way in today. And then I looked at the picture and I was like, God, they're fucking big.
So all that time when you used to tell me that you loved the birds and you were really great with the birds and the birds loved you, you were fucking talking about seagulls and eagles.
But honestly, it was the last thing I needed after years of like, it'd been a couple of years of the seagull thing going on.
Yeah.
And I walk in, I've been left in a room on my own with the internet and I was looking up birds. I went red.
It got you.
I went red. I was like, no, I don't have a thing for birds.
That's funny.
Right, that's the end of part one. And if you've made it this far, I assume you might want to listen to part two, but it is available already.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.